Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check out all of our updates, recent posts, articles, and the such. Sons of Liberty are making news, friends. I don't feel that conservatives, Christians, and or patriots should be writing about news. They should be making news. You know? And
noble statement.
It should be good news at the end of the...
It should be gospel.
Well, no, at the end of the fight. Good fight of faith there, brother. Right?
Amen.
Friends, if you'd like to check out my fan page, you can do that as well. It's Bradley Dean, my new fan page, Bradley Dean. And or if you'd like to jump online with us, you can do that. That number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because...
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Kind of like Floyd Elliott. The American Daily Herald just posted Bradley's latest column. It's called Self-Inflicted Hate Crimes. One of the examples of these self-inflicted hate crimes that a gay man claimed somebody drug him into his house, was beating on him, and then carved fag, that's F-A-G, into his forehead. Police officers showed up. They're going to investigate and get to the bottom of this hate crime. How could we accept such cruelty and hate? They saw on Elliot's head the word gaff. And he said, Mr. Elliot, Floyd, buddy, I thought you said fag was on your forehead. He said, it is, it is. Look in the mirror. Sure enough, it was, but it was backwards. He had done it to himself, all these self-inflicted hate crimes.
And what does anybody and everybody say about the homosexual community? Them are backwards folks. There's something wrong with them,
that's
folks.
Right.
Of course there is.
They're so criminal, they're willing to commit crimes upon themselves.
In these particular cases, you're right.
That's right.
Yes.
Videos, pictures, and comments on Twitter. First of all, we want to welcome you to our new Sons of Liberty website. It's an awesome new site, very
nice.
User-friendly. There's a icon on there where you can hit store, and it's on Facebook as well, of course. You can go there, but there's new polo shirts of Sons of Liberty. So if you like the gear, you like the logo, it's the man with the tricorn, red, white, and blue, Sons of Liberty logo. It's on all sorts of our merchandise right there in the store. Go ahead and click it. Every time you purchase one of those, it's also a donation, another way to help the cause. It's a way for you to get some cool gear. So we encourage you to check out sonsoflibertyradio.com or also that Facebook. And along with that...
Jake, did I interject the thought that right after Floyd Elliott was pulled out for his ignorance, I looked up the word stupid in the Webster's 1828 dictionary.
Yeah.
And it's defined as very dull, insensible, senseless. Stupid, I say, not only because he carved fag on his forehead backwards, but because he acted as if he contrived the crime would go unpunished before the God who sees
right.
all things naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. And apparently that didn't fly very far, did it?
That stumbling block every single time.
You know, there was another case, guys, too, of two women who were a victim of haters, bigots, homophobes, and the such.
Homophobes,
right. And in saying that, we have Carrie Dunn and Claremont McKenna, and that's a different situation. I actually have to pull this up. I'm looking for it right now, guys, but there was two individuals, and I'll pull it up in a second here.
Oh, yeah. Claire, she was the professor. There's another one in Douglas County, Colorado. A lesbian couple called for the police after they allegedly found the words, "Kill the gays," scrawled in red across their garage. And a noose hanging from their front door, all because they were lesbians. Well, what happens is when you have a hate crime, that now, of course, can be federally prosecuted. So they bring in the best of law enforcement, called the FBI. The FBI does an in-depth investigation. And when they investigated this lesbian couple, the women didn't anticipate how seriously the issue would be treated. Because nearly 8 months later, with the full force of that FBI getting involved, authorities stated the women themselves were responsible for the acts. They were charged with both criminal mischief and false reporting.
So they were busted.
Yeah. One of the women, Amy Whitechurch, faced an additional charge of forgery.
Huh.
They both pled guilty to the charges.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Hate crimes.
Happens. Well, American college campuses are the most fertile grounds for fake hate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course they are, because when I did St. Cloud College last year, we found out that the professors were actually giving the students extra credit to protest my appearance at their college.
And you're never going to guess that professor was a lesbian.
Oh, of course. Of course. Because they don't want to be uncovered. Mm-hmm. And you had a couple useful idiots, and they came out and they protested.
They drew
a crowd for us to be on the front page of their paper.
And
we appreciate that.
Yeah, I was going to say the conclusion of it. They came in the room, actually heard the message, and were scratching their head. What was I just protesting? What was wrong with this message?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the lead protester, the community organizer.
That's right.
He was, I don't think he was a racist. He was a white dude, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was white.
Oh, maybe he was the racist.
Could be.
That's what I was thinking.
That is
possible.
But
he was listening to the whole message as well.
Yeah.
And so anyways, folks, you got Bradley and Jake.
Tune in.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break. Talking about fostering fake hate on campus.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I started listening to Sons of Liberty and connecting with other listeners. Also, Sons of Liberty helped me with the direct understand the truth and be the best patriot I can be. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Bible are armor our Creator intended all mankind to have. Thank you guys for magnifying our patriot's duty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Friends, if you'd like to check me out on my Twitter account, you can do that as well. That's BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1. And or again, friends, if you'd like to, shoot over to that new fan page. Like it. I upload that page constantly as well. If I sound disorientated a little bit, I got three things in front of me that I'm trying to unravel. Thank you for covering my six there, Jake.
Yes, sir.
And what we were talking about right before the last break was fostering fake hate crimes on campus, folks. This is, it happens more often than you might think. Go ahead.
I was going to bring up, it's a tactic. This is an organizing
tactic. Of course, yes.
And, you know, we know about our Obama right now. What he's using, I mean, he's over...
Shout and shoot.
He's over talking to young Israelis in, I believe it was colleges just recently here, quoting Alinsky to the college students. These are the
in
tactics...
In Israel.
That's right.
Yeah.
These are the tactics that they've always been using, they continue to use until they're beat back, but you can
well,
see
that the well, they're polarizing their political opposition
right.
is what it is.
Because
yes.
there's so few of them, and they're radicals, so
yeah.
they're trying to create a majority through
Well, that's
and
all
smoke.
You see this administration do.
That's
they
it.
Blame other people all the time. That's mm-hmm. what they do, and what they're doing is they're zeroing in on.
Yep.
They're aiming at their political opposition, so they're actually the ones creating the crime, and then they point the finger at somebody,
yep.
they blame them for the crime that they committed,
mm-hmm.
and what they do is they want the people to get
That's
angry
right.
at them.
They're that lawless.
Yeah.
They're that lawless.
How are Christians to be delivered up? I mean, you're hated for all by all men, for my namesake, Christ said. Why would you be hated for telling the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they do is they say, you're the ones lying.
That's right.
You're the deceiver. You're the Beelzebub, the yeah. devil, so on and so forth. When, in fact, it's just exactly the
That's
opposite.
Exactly right.
And we know the difference between right and wrong by reading God's moral law, friends.
There we go.
It's that simple. So are you done?
No. Yeah, I'm done.
Good. Fostering fake hate crimes on campus. American college campuses are the most fertile grounds for fake hate. They're maintained in identity politics and packed with self-indulgent, tenured radicals suspended in the 1960s. Yep. That's who the professors are, friends. In the name of enlightenment and tolerance, these institutions of higher learning breed a corrosive culture of left-wing self-victimization. Exactly. What are you smiling about?
I'm just thinking about college campuses.
They're so bad.
They're some of the dumbest young people I have ever met in my life.
Yes.
I go to a high school. Kids are pretty sharp. You go to a college, they're just stupid.
Yeah, I know.
No common sense at all.
And we've talked about that in the past, where the kids in high school seem to have, they're better grounded than these kids in colleges, because they take on this attitude that they know everything in the colleges, and it's like, you know nothing. You are talking just like your empty-headed professors.
Right.
And let me tell you, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in your professor's head, friends.
Amen.
But let me go back. Last week, the famously progressive college in Ohio made international headlines when it shut down classes after a series of purported hate crimes. According to the Oberlin Review, a student newspaper, anti-black and anti-gay vandalism, hate speech, have plagued the campus since February 9th.
Okay.
I'm still trying to find that.
Yep.
I really am. I'm not even kidding you. I really am. There's a difference between making reference to law, and there's a difference between making reference to my opinion, which doesn't matter if it's not according to law. One such statement was, "Whites only" was written above a water fountain, and a black slur was written inside an elevator and on a bathroom door at one dormitory, according to the publication. The final straw, a menacing person on campus allegedly, folks, they love to use the word allegedly, donned a KKK hood and rolled near the segregated black dormitory. I wonder if that's the SPLC that was part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that they used
analogy,
to support those guys. Go ahead.
The analogy, well, this is another Alinsky tactic.
This isn't an analogy. This is a fact.
This is real life. That's
yes.
right. George Bush was coming to campus to speak about the Vietnam War and supporting it. So the Alinsky students, the Alinsky radicals, said, "We're going to go protest Bush because the war's evil." Alinsky said, "No, don't protest him. Dress up like KKK members.
That's right.
Have big signs
and
say, 'We're the KKK. We support George W. Bush.'"
That's right.
They put on the robe and they put on the hat, and then they go perpetrate the crime.
Yeah.
This is the.
I'm looking. I'm just thinking of some local stuff here.
It's all over the place. This is the only way criminals can operate.
Well, of course, this is why the radical homosexuals attack me so much.
Yep.
Because they don't want the American people to realize that I'm protecting them that are being attacked.
That's exactly right.
See,
and
what they do is they play the emotional realm. They get the state-run media behind them, and they begin to perpetuate their propaganda in hopes that people don't read the Word of God. They don't know their heritage. They don't know the difference between right and wrong, and there's no excuse for us in this country, friends.
No, there isn't.
So they can push their propaganda.
That's right.
Yeah.
The writing's all over the wall. I mean, you brought up the analogy of Christ. Why was Christ crucified? He was crucified for his love.
Don't get off topic here.
He would have embraced Israel, but rather they turned what he was doing into hate to try to criminalize him and then ultimately crucify him.
Yeah.
But it was really love towards him.
And Jesus said to them that were following him when he was bearing his cross,
right.
Don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children, because if they'll do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? In other words, with the light that you have right now, and you're allowing them to snuff out the truth, oh my gosh, you're letting the lights go out, friends. And what you're doing is you're bringing judgment upon yourselves, and you're hastening judgment by allowing the radicals to get away with what they're doing.
Right.
Let me go on. Oberlin President Marvin Krislove and three college deans ostentatiously published an open letter announcing the administration's decision to suspend formal classes and non-essential activities. The campus body immediately jumped to conclusions and indulged in collective grievance mongering. The New York Times, Black Entertainment Television, and the Associated Press all piled on with angst-ridden coverage of the puzzling crimes at one of the first U.S. colleges to admit blacks and women. Doesn't the black population understand that white folks over there are using them for their political battering ram?
I was just going to...
They're only using them. It's like the blacks and the Hispanics being used by this administration while behind closed doors with Planned Parenthood. He's actually looking for the genocide of the blacks. And am I not supposed to say anything about that?
Yeah.
Well, it's public knowledge.
Yeah.
Anybody that does their homework knows this is common sense.
Right out in the open.
It totally is. So let me go on here. So these ignorant people, knowing all the well what they do, jump on the bandwagon only to cause division. divide and conquer, divide and conquer. They are being used as useful idiots. And here's another thing. Folks, don't these people realize they're the first ones to go? Haven't the American people and these useful idiots that think that they're beating up on somebody else, don't you realize that you're being used to your own demise? Look what they do in the Soviet Union. The political people that they use to implement and bring forth their propaganda to establish and implement new policy, they're the first ones they kill, friends. And these Pelosi's and these Reeds and these other jokers around this criminal administration, they think that they're having a heyday when in fact they're only being used. Oh, so is Obama only being used. You can't work for someone that tells you to lie for them and within yourselves trust that person that told you to lie to somebody else and trust them. You just can't do it unless you're an absolute imbecile. But just think about it. New York Times, Black Entertainment Television, and the Associated Press, there they are again, Jake, all piled up with angst-ridden coverage of the puzzling crimes at one of the first U.S. colleges to admit blacks and women. I don't see it, guys. I'm all over the country all the time. I don't see it. I don't see it. What are they breeding in our colleges, friends? But what the AP and the Oberlin Mau Mauers didn't report is the rest of the story. Of course, they never want to tell you the rest of the story. This is where it gets good. City police told a local reporter that eyewitnesses saw no one in KKK garb, but instead saw a pedestrian wearing a blanket. Moreover, after arresting two students involved in the spat of hate messages left around campus, police said it is unclear if they were motivated by racial hatred or, as has been suggested, were attempting a commentary on free speech. At the end of the day, what are they aiming for, friends? Free speech. At the end of the day, what are they trying to bring forth? Division. These people want to tell you the system doesn't work. We need a new system. You know, like mottos like change and forward. We've all heard that before. Well, what's behind it? Oh, I get it. I get it. Evolution. Progressive evolution. They evolve themselves. They're growing up, friends, out of absolute disobedience to any law in our republic. And at length, nothing new under the sun. It's called idolatry. They don't want to serve God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. So the Lord says, I'll give you over to a reprobate mind, and you can have it your own way. And at the end of the day, don't tell me I didn't tell you. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake talking about fostering fake hate on campuses. We're going to come back and talk about this topic a little bit more. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, and grave ink embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed. He knows how to address the youth, and he knows how to deal with the culture and biblical issues. Bradley can change the youth in your community. I encourage you to bring him to your community, have him speak to your school, your church groups, your youth in your local area. Make sure you have him communicate to this generation. His voice, his message is desperately needed.
That's very nice. I appreciate that.
Well said.
Right before the break, I was talking about after arresting two students involved in the spat of hate messages left around campus, police said that it was unclear as to what their motivation was. The truth is that Oberlin has been a hotbed of dubious hate crime claims dating back to the late 1980s and the 1990s. In other words, they were gauging the people. And when I was a student, I'm just reading this, friend, sorry. In 1988, giant signs reading in part white supremacy rules were hung anonymously at the student union building. Isn't that interesting? Kind of reminds me of terror attacks all over the country. Nobody can get a hold of these terrorists. Let me just submit to you, friends, who does terrorism work for? Corrupt governments. It doesn't work for no terrorist group. Who is the terrorist group? Well, just ask the DHS. Mm-hmm. Anybody that abides by the laws of the land. So who would be these anonymous signs? Who would be responsible for hanging these anonymous signs all over the place? It has been long suspected that minority students themselves were responsible. In 1993, a memorial ark on campus dedicated to Oberlin missionaries who died in the Boxer Rebellion was defaced with anti-Asian graffiti. Unprecedented. Never seen this before in my life, friends. I'm from North Minneapolis. Asians, blacks, Hispanics. I can go on and on and on. Every race, no, it's a cesspool of race. But we all have the same blood running through our veins, don't we, saith the Lord. Anti-Asian graffiti, but this was concocted by an Asian-American Oberlin student engaged in the twisted pursuit of raising awareness about hate by faking it. In 2006, Oberlin was confronted, the campus was, with the hate crime hoax phenomenon. Liberals see racism where it doesn't exist, fabricate it when they can't find it, and ignore it within their own ranks.
Yeah.
Case after case has been documented with phony racism, prejudice that lefties have for minorities who stray from the political plantation. The response from students of color, they took offense, of course, and characterized speech as self-hating hate. What? Mixed together identity politics, multicultural studies, cowardly administrators, and biased media. And you get a toxic receipt for opportunistic hate crime hoaxes. Welcome to the high-priced, high-miss education made and manufactured in the U.S. of A. Now, this could all go away if people just simply go back to the laws of our republic. It really is that simple, friends. Go ahead, Jake.
We're all created equal. You know what? If you just do... And I don't always encourage this, but do a Google search on created hate crimes. There is tons of them over the place.
Yeah, but do you pull it up? Who's actually sharing those stories? Yep. Is the state-run media proclaiming these, or are they just demonizing?
I know, Michelle.
Marginalizing anybody that doesn't agree with their twisted, lawless ideology. It's time to draw the line in the sand, guys. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's as easy to find as the nose on your face. Yep.
I would say you go to the created ones, and then you go and look at the actual accounts of people that are picked on or whatever for whatever reason, and you'd see that the created ones are far more. In this particular day and age, you brought up the standard of law. God determines what law is. Our opinion lines up to that. Law does not change because our opinion changes. Sexual deviancy, the GLBT movement, that is sexual deviancy. No different. Well, it is different.
That's why they don't have a phone number. There's no contact information. Sorry. They shout and they shoot.
Yep.
They shout and they shoot. They all do this.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And why they try to feel emboldened to go into parades and make statements that we've talked about and discussed on this show plenty of times. It's God's law that says what's right and wrong. The persecution that one feels, it can come back from that source right there. Did God say? Well, if it's wrong, then of course justice is not going to stand on your side. It's going to be against you because you've broken his law.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
That standard of God's word, as it's been proclaimed throughout our nation for decades, is the reason we have peace. They are always attacking that very word. Just like the GLBT activist who told me one day, well, the law is on your side. And I said, no, it's not. I'm on the law side. The law says this. And she said, for now. As if the law was going to change because she was going out to protest.
As if she was getting her way or something.
That's right.
Right? Her?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think might have thought she was a him.
Now, on the show, we cannot get away from the fact that we have to lay responsibility to whom is responsible for what's going on in our country.
Our country, our nation.
I wouldn't be preaching the gospel, law of grace, if I failed to mention that. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't be preaching. I wouldn't be a faithful witness which delivers souls. I'm not giving you a flattering tongue with spoiled souls. I'm openly rebuking sin for what it really is. We're in the predicament today, friends, because we've allowed it to go this far backwards. Now, today, we'd actually taken the guys to the hockey rink this morning for a little while so they could run off a little juice. And in the process, your wife came up to me and said, did you know the other day a lady was stuck? I already knew where he was going or where she was going. And I just thought it was that important. We're kind of shifting gears, but again, we're laying responsibility, fault, to whom fault belongs. Heather, can you go ahead and share with me what you just shared with me, please, at the hockey rink?
Yeah, we had a blizzard a couple of weeks ago, and I was on my way to the office, and on the way I stopped, I saw a lady that was stuck and trying to get out of a parking lot. And so I rolled down my window to yell to her, "Hey, do you need help? I can come out and help you." And as I rolled down the window, she had a cigarette in hand, and she was swearing.
And, this is an old lady, right?
Yes. And so I stopped, and I just pulled forward. She couldn't hear anything I was saying. She didn't notice I was there. So I pulled forward, and I helped her.
Hang on a second. I'm just vibing right now. I got a feeling that this is a self-proclaimed professed Christian, one that uses Christ for fire insurance. Yeah.
Christian cigarettes.
Who's deceiving themselves, because apparently she doesn't understand. I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth but that which is good to edifying. That it may minister grace to the hearers. And out of the abundance of the heart, the what speaks?
The mouth.
Yeah. So what was going on?
So after we'd helped her out, I gave her our pink and blue gospel tracts. And she goes, "Oh, we hand those out for our church." And the church down the street gets gospel tracts that have the law of grace on them. And she was telling me how she was handing those out at her church as she just got done swearing and smoking a cigarette.
Of course. This is what I've seen my whole life. There's no distinction. There's no difference between that which is holy and that which is defiled. There's no difference. And yet the Lord commanded that difference. Yep. He said to come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, and you will be my sons and my daughters. He also said in James 4:4, friendship with the world is enmity with God. And if we want to go to 1 John 2, we can read that as well. We already understand what's at war with God. It's a spirit of Antichrist. These are the people that are allowing things to go where they're at today. Mm-hmm.
You know, and he talks about at the end, he's going to divide the sheep from the goats.
Yeah.
Two separate. He just separates the wheat from the tares. And when you look at what the tares actually do, they're at war with the wheat.
Yep, and here to interject, to state a topic, Jake, is the fact that there's hate crimes going on because nobody knows the law.
Yeah.
And if they knew the law of God and they practiced what they preached, you'll know the difference, right? Great understanding of those that keep the commandments of the Lord. When you keep the commandments, there's a difference between just talking about the commandments. You know, it's holding the truth and unrighteousness is what it comes down to. And so in saying that, if people were educated in the system of if we knew the law of God and the word of God the way that we're supposed to know, and the Constitution, which is secondary, one and the same. They're two sciences that run together, said James Wilson, signer of the Declaration of Independence. In saying that, if people knew that foundation, it's not hard to detect where there's a wrong or there's an error or there's a lawless deed being acted out. First of all, people need to understand that our rights come from God. When the state calls it rights that they want to give to their constituents, where they're at war with God, those aren't rights, those are privileges, and they're perverted. And what's happening today is we're seeing this administration and the state-run media advocate war against God to their own demise. Right. Write this one all over the front page of your paper. You are undermining yourselves. Fools, you useful idiots. You really are. But it really comes to the church first and foremost, Jake.
Yes, it does.
We had talked about that.
I was just going to say, so to understand God's word, where does one go? Typically, you're raised up in a church.
Yep.
So if we no longer understand God's word as a society as a whole... John Adams, when he made the statement, our Constitution is made for a religious people, a moral and religious people, is wholly inadequate for the government or any other.
Right.
Our government leaders at that time depended upon the church to instill virtue into society so it'll make their job easier.
I want to make sure that people understand, though, Jake. Don't sit there and point your finger at the church and say, "Hey, look, it, man, it's their fault. Good. I'm exempt from standing." No.
It doesn't work that way.
Every hotel you go to, brother from another mother or sister, you have a Bible.
You got it.
Everyone in this country is without excuse.
Exactly right.
Hands down.
That's right. I was quick there. Somebody brought up a statistic. I think it was $90 million a day is taken into church coffers. Now, again, church is just a building. The individuals make up the church. They comprise the church. If your preacher was preaching the truth,
you wouldn't be here today.
Or he was preaching, let's say he was preaching a law, but you didn't a lie, and you didn't tolerate it. Well, guess what? That preacher would be out the window. So it ultimately does fall back to the people.
Every time.
Who fill those churches.
Every time.
And when the church errs in its duty before God, then guess what? Society as a whole suffers.
And what's interesting, even those people that blame the church for it, I'll hit this topic right when we come back. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Came up with one.
Okay, no, what I was talking about right before the break is how the church is at fault. They are. They're called to be the moral compass of society.
That's why they're in business.
Before God. That's their whole purpose, friends. And they are derelict of duty. There's no question about it. No question about it. Hands down. And it's not all of them. I just want to make sure. And by the way, I'm not highlighting the one or twos. No, it's the other way around. I'm highlighting the majority that stand down in the face of abortion, homosexuality, tyranny in this government.
This wouldn't be happening if the majority were doing their job. It wouldn't be.
Okay. Now, for those that sit and point the finger back at the church and say, Bradley, you're totally right.
Yeah, that church, bunch of hypocrites.
So, okay, let's put it into perspective. So God has given you light to see the fault of the church. Why has God given you the light to see the fault of the church?
So the church can get it right.
Okay, so if they're supposed to get it right, how are they supposed to get it right? God gave you the light to walk in the light, to right the wrongs, to bring forth light to that darkness.
You know, I'm really busy, and, you know, I've got the job, I've got the kids' sports.
Where your heart is, there is your treasure. And where your treasure is, there is your heart also.
But the church are hypocrites.
So if you really love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, there's no excuse.
That's right.
So right the wrongs, because God has given you the light to see it.
That's right.
How does that fit?
You know, that fits perfectly, like a hand into a glove.
But that's what it is.
It is.
You get people pointing the finger all the time. Okay,
sure
great.
Do.
That's wonderful. God gave you the grace to see what's wrong. Then walk in the light that God has given you to correct the wrong.
That's right. Where did Christ or the apostles ever identify a problem that they didn't bring a solution to?
Well, that was it. Christianity isn't what we take from the world. It's what we bring to the world.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And then once that heart changes, then you have a different church. You'll have the real church. A pastor gave an analogy of this. I think it was Lowell, I believe. He said a man came up to him and said, well, I don't like to go to church. It's full of a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah, I remember that.
He said, well, would you rather go to church with a bunch of hypocrites or to hell with a bunch of hypocrites? Because it doesn't delineate from our duty, our responsibility to God.
Right. There is a lot of hypocrites in the professed church, but it does matter as to what the preacher is preaching on.
That's right.
When Heather gave the analogy during the last segment, I had to say to her, well, you can see what they're being preached.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what doctrine's being preached onto them. There's no repentance.
Yep.
There's no repentance. They don't know of their... Here, let's put it this way. If they're not preaching the law, there's going to be no repentance. Isaiah 66:2. Go back to Psalm 19:7. I'm sorry. And then go to Galatians 3:24.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the law only shows you your sin before a just and a holy God.
Yeah.
Okay? And when I know and I can see my spots, then what do? I turn, and that law drives me to the foot of Jesus Christ because it can do no more. When I go to the foot of Jesus Christ, what do? By the Holy Ghost, if it's godly repentance, it worketh godly sorrow. And if it's godly sorrow that is brought forth, then guess what? By the will of God and the Holy Spirit, you're born again. John 3:3. It's not a weird thing. It's a scriptural thing, and it's totally true. And then what do? We put our faith in Jesus Christ, we read his word daily, and we grow thereby. Now, is that difficult? No, because that's really what it comes down to.
It seems like what a child does every single day.
Every single day.
His parents.
Exactly right.
He grows and he learns thereby every single day, knowing that I have not arrived yet. I'm arriving. I'm getting there.
Can I make another point? Because you hear this all the time. You hear this through the scripturally ignorant. You hear this. Hey, listen. The heathen know how to say this. Thou shalt not judge.
Somewhere in the good book.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Show me. It's somewhere in that
Give
Bible.
Give me a Bible.
No, when in fact, that's all the Bible does teach you is to judge.
That's
righteous judgment, right, saith Jesus in the book of John. I just read it last night again. And it also talks about it in the Old Testament. If you keep my commandments, you shall live. Now, keep in mind, we do that because of the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts. It's all a work of the Holy Ghost, and it's a work of grace. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Real grace overcomes the obstacles. It doesn't succumb to the obstacles. Real grace empowers us to restrain ourselves from sin. That's the violation of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. Okay? So, in saying that, I go to Jesus Christ. When I see Christ on the cross, and I see that he bled and died for my sins, which I'm guilty of, and I really, truly receive the power of the Holy Ghost, a work of regeneration and the renewing by the Holy Ghost, now, what does he work in me? He works in me a righteous indignation to stand against everything that put him on that cross. That is a preacher's job. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. What is the terror of the Lord? Look at Christ on the cross. What is he on the cross for? For the sins of the world. He's the propitiation of the sins of the world. And then the Bible says to the church, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sins. Now, I'm going to say something, Jake, and I want you to give me the answer. Is it true the only thing saving me from the wrath of God is Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Is Jesus Christ a demonstration of God's love for his people?
Yes.
It's not outside of that, is it?
Mm.
No. God didn't, like, hate his people. He loved his people. And when God, from his own bosom, sent his own Son to reconcile sinful mankind unto himself, that is a demonstration of his love. Right?
Clearly.
So God has his hands out all over the world, saying, come unto me. That's what he's saying to him.
For God so loved the world.
That's exactly right. So there's no excuse as to why men would not come unto Christ.
No.
I've never seen anybody go into Arlington Cemetery and be disrespectful.
Yeah.
No, when they leave there, they're changed.
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference between going to Calvary, Golgotha, and Arlington besides the difference between natural and carnal? What is it? It's the same lesson.
Right. You see the carnal, the Arlington, taking the example of Christ in the spiritual.
That's right. And yet now we can go over and say to the wicked, who are the wicked? Those that protest the sacrifice. Friends, what do you see in this country today? Just think about this. Hundreds of thousands of men and women bled, fought, and died to ratify the Constitution, just like the Word of God. They bled, fought, and died to ratify the covenants of the Word of God in spiritual terms to do what? So we can accept crime, accept evil? No. My Bible, my Jesus tells me that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. What is Arlington all about? It's the same thing. What are those men that are honoring the tomb of the unknown soldier, what are they doing? They're saying, not on our watch. You're not going to dishonor the price paid. What was difficult about what I just said?
Nothing.
Nothing.
About that.
No, I'm talking everybody.
Yeah, no,
I'm
but it
talking
really is.
Down on
it's,
here,
it's a simplified version of what love truly is. You know, every time we bring this message, as a matter of fact, we're going to be doing some more work when we go down to Florida again in April. Stay tuned for that.
Yes.
But this is going to be great stuff, and it's actually a memorial to those veterans because at the end of Bradley's message all the time, it brings the next generation to that example. Hey, these men have done this. Many of your own aunts, uncles, cousins, grandmas, and grandfathers have served. You don't even know the Constitution? Are you kidding me? Christians, you don't even know the Bible and what? Christ has died for your sins?
Are Remember you the man that played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ, Jim Caviezel? This is what he said. He said, I always believed in God. I would go to Mass. He's Catholic. Most of the time, he said, but I had no idea of the calling to holiness. Be ye holy as I am holy.
Right.
See, the problem there is listen, your priest isn't going to get you into heaven,
right.
Friends.
Right.
Jesus Christ is. He is the shepherd. He is the door. Read John 10 when you get some time.
That's exactly right. Matter of fact, now that his eyes have been opened, we have a friend that actually works out with him quite a bit, Fred. And he said, you know, Fred, I just can't keep going to this church because they're doing this wrong. It's like, yeah, amen. You're alive to a living faith now to be able to
so
identify.
So he's separating himself from defilement and unholiness.
Right.
Good for
that's
him.
Right.
Praise
amen.
God.
And that's the fruit of seeing the sacrifice. Folks, every single time we reach a body of students, every single time we reach a tea party, it matters not. Wherever we go, we are taking this message with us. And the scales drop off people's eyes to see and identify those precious pearls.
And it honors good government, too, by the
that's
way.
That's exactly
yep.
right.
Our friends in government that are the good guys, We are behind you 100%.
Because government's ordained by God, that will produce patriotism because we see that government's authority is limited by that same God who gave it to us. But every time we go, we see the scales drop from people's eyes, folks. You're a part of that. As our supporters, as those that donate to this ministry, to this radio ministry, it happens on a daily basis and we read you the emails. We are so thankful for the opportunity to be able to do it. And we desire to bear fruit on your account. I encourage you again, we just redid the website. It's really easy to navigate. Go get a shirt, go get a hat, send a comic book, a DVD series to some of your loved ones, people that aren't Christians right now that need those parallels. That's why we're here, folks. It's to supply you with these things. Every donation is tax deductible. We encourage you to do it. Sow into this generation. We will take that seed and put it into good soil. And we pray that the Lord of the harvest, who has been faithful thus far for over a decade to bring the fruit back from our labors, give us more fruit because we have hope in this nation because of Christ.
Amen. This perfection, listen to this carefully, Adam Clark, great commentary. This perfection is the restoration of man to the state of holiness from which he fell by creating in him anew in Christ Jesus and restoring to him that image and likeness of God which he has lost. See, God is looking to see Jesus Christ That's in right. you, not you in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And you can go to John 17, you can kind of throw those words around a little bit, too.
Yes, and the whole book of Romans.
Boy, I really don't mean to complicate this.
There isn't any complication about it.
It's
simple. Christ died. We look to him. We're converted. We do.
Yes. Truth will ultimately prevail where there is no pains to bring it to light. What's that? 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.